of the Power of Us podcasts are not licensed therapists, medical professionals, legal advisors, or certified experts. The views and opinions expressed by the host are based on personal experiences and are intended solely for informational, inspirational, and educational purposes.
Hello, my name is JJ Holly.
And I'm Monica Daigneau.
And welcome to another episode of The Power of Us, where we feature organizations that just help out in the community. And today it is our honor and privilege to welcome Ms. Marilyn Kazmierski, the Executive Director of Family Promise.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you all today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in Family Promise.
Well, I started at Family Promise actually when it started with as a host congregation at our church. So that's when I very first heard about it. It started at Interfaith Hospitality Network in Montgomery County, and it was a bunch of faith communities getting together thinking, what can we do to help shelter homeless families that have children? And in 2006, it became an affiliate of Family Promise National, which actually was sheltering in a rotation model in our churches. So that happened for 20 years. Families would go to the church at night because the churches were empty. They would provide fellowship and evening meal, and they'd leave in the morning when the church opened for business. So COVID hit and the churches shut down, and I have been the director for 6.5 years now. And at that time it was 3 years, and I said, we have to do better. We have these families, we have these kids. It's not in our budget to put it in a hotel, and so we have to do better. So I got a grant and bought a building and got another grant, renovated the building. We got a static site. We've been in that static site for three years now. We can shelter up to 6 families at a time. So it's kind of evolved from the beginning of just sharing a sandwich or a meal with families with children so they have a safe place to sleep at night, to actually having a static site where we actually do all of our business. Our offices are there, as well as our case management and the families and the children. And then the churches come to us, and they love that because the community comes to us to serve the meals every night at 5:30 fellowship. It gives the families connection with the community, and it's just more healing.
What qualifies a family to be able to get the resources Family Promise offers?
We try to be a low barrier opportunity. However, we do background checks and drug screenings, and the reason we do that for safety. If you're sheltering families with children, you have to make sure that everybody that's living together is safe and you're providing a safe environment. So first of all, you have to have children between 0 to 18 years. And you have
so
to
you have little kids.
We have a lot babies. Of babies. We have newborns. We have lots of babies. In fact, JJ, the last series of kids, we had 8 in diapers. We had 8 children, newborn to 3 years old. A lot of diapers. We had to buy extra high chairs, extra pack and plays to shelter them. And then we get the teens and the tweens that eat us out of house and home because they like snacks.
They all do. Yeah.
They like to eat. But
and there's nothing in the house. No, nothing in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never.
Never.
Well,
anything.
We fill it all the time. Well, I mean, we did a Sam's Run yesterday. So. But no, but what qualifies them? And also we have a guest, we call it our guest center so people have dignity.
Right.
We don't want them to feel like a victim, or we just call it a guest. You're a guest in our house, and then we treat you with respect, and you treat us with respect to respect the environment that you're in, because they get a private bedroom and bathroom all their own, and they have the responsibility of cleaning that and maintaining that, and then while they heal, and they have to agree to the guest center guidelines instead of rules. That sounds too harsh. So we have the guidelines, and that means you get a job, you work, you save your money, you go through trauma counseling. You do budget counseling. We have a lot of life skills.
So I'm glad you mentioned there's a process.
Yes.
If you can elaborate more about the process when a family comes in. And also, are they single families? Is this a married, couple? What type of families?
Whatever. You call your family unit is a family. It can be moms and dads and kids, just dads and kids, just moms and kids, but it's mostly single moms and kids. We've had a few fathers, we've had a few moms and dads and children, but the majority of the families we serve are single mothers with children. And it can be a loss of a job, it can be cut of hours, it can be break up the family, domestic violence, just a lot of different things can bring them to homelessness. And you know, the community and the country as a whole thinks of homelessness as addiction and mental illness. They don't think of it as kids and families. And this is an interesting statistic. Families register their children for school, which we're getting to be that time of year, right?
That's true.
And last year in Conroe ISD, I think there's six or seven school districts in Montgomery County, but just Conroe ISD alone had 1,378 registered homeless students. So that's not counting all those babies that are in our center. You know, they're not counted in that number, or people that are below school age aren't counted in that number. So that just gives a realistic view for our community to realize that this is a serious situation.
It's a big need.
It's a big need. And, you know, we shelter six families for 90 days, and then they rotate out. As soon as one family's out, another one comes in. We had another one move in yesterday.
It's a 90-day window.
Now, if your apartment, you're on track and everything, and you have need a few extra days or a couple of weeks, of course, we're going
right.
to give you that. But, you know, we give them a goal of 90 days. Some accomplish that goal before 90 days, but we give them a goal of 90 days.
Tell us a little bit about the process. What is the process?
So they get referred to us from either a church, our website, they got a list somewhere, and they call. And the volunteer receptionist does a phone intake and makes sure they qualify for, they have children. If it's a resource, if it's our basically it's homeless with kids. So do they fit that criteria? Are you willing to work? Can you work? Do you have transportation? So we kind of know ahead of time what their needs are. If it's not a good fit for our program, say they're single or they don't have children, we give resources. So we want everybody that calls to hang up with hope.
Right.
We don't want to just say, sorry, you're not a good fit. We actually say, ask the questions. So would you take the time for us to give you some resources and give them some good, solid resources for hope? So that's the process. And then the case manager comes, they come into the guest center with a case manager, and we have an interview. We give them a tour. Is this a good fit for you? Is this a good fit for us? Does our program fit you and your family? These are the guidelines. You have curfew. I know you're an adult, but we're responsible. Will you agree to a drug test? Will you agree to working, finding a job? The common goal, the only goal, the big goal, is stable shelter. So when you leave Family Promise, you have a job that will support your family, hopefully, and you have safe, stable housing. So we want to do as much as we can to break that cycle of poverty and build that belief in yourself and create a stable future for the children and the families that we serve.
And give them some confidence so they can go. And
yes.
What are some success stories that you've seen?
Oh, gosh. I love the success stories. We're about 98% successful, believe it or not.
Wonderful.
Some people have left because they decide it's too hard and they don't want to do the work. I'll just be real honest. But 98% success. And so one of the stories is a mom that she has two children, a daughter and a son, and she had to leave. She just knew she couldn't stand that environment anymore because there was drugs involved in the home.
Yeah.
And she didn't want her children exposed to that. She had nowhere to go. She went to her aunt's temporarily, slept on the floor. It wasn't a good situation. And she came to Family Promise and was accepted. She did all the work she had to do. We helped her get her certification so she could be a pharmacy tech while she worked. And then she could get a job where she was working in their pharmacy. So that was the first step. And then after she accomplished that, at that time, there was this wonderful program where there was a bridge housing where you kind of transitioned for a lower cost rent. So she had a rent for like $900 a month rather than $13, which is pretty standard for a two bedroom now.
Right.
And she was there for a year. And during that time, she applied for Habitat and she built her own home. So that's a huge success. So then she got her own home. And we keep at least a year in contact. So, you know, we have a annual reunion and how are you doing? Or the first year, do you need to be adopted for Christmas? Do you need any food for Thanksgiving? What can we do to keep supporting you? Well, she stays in touch with us and she said, you know, I'm just tired of struggling And I, even though I have my home, I'm not earning enough. My daughter is looking to be graduating from high school. I want her to have a scholarship. She's getting her bachelor's degree, and now she's at school to get her LVN to become
Wonderful.
A nurse.
Wow.
And so she sends us pictures. And so that's a huge success story because Wonderful. We painted the vision. You know, we painted that path of a brighter future, and she grabbed it. And she yes. realized that there's more to life and it's up to her. Mm-hmm. But it built that confidence in her and she wanted to give mm-hmm. back. So now she could share that with her own children. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stories like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And my very first family, you know, your first family, I think, kind of sticks to you forever. But mm-hmm. was a mom and a little boy. And he told his mom, he goes, I think Miss Marilyn's going to be in our forever. Like, he would come sit in my office every day after school and get a piece of candy. That was, you know, I like the kids to come and talk to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, anyway, when we were doing her interview, I was listening to her story. Well, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, this child's hearing this. So I was kind of distracting him from the case manager and the mother. I gave him an activity book and he was flipping through it. And I was kind of talking to him on the side and he opened up the center and I had a poster and he kind of got this big look in his eyes. And I said, you can have that. This is yours. And he pulled it out and I said, open it, see what it is. And it was, I don't know, Aquanauts or whatever's popular for kids those days. And he opened up and said, that's yours. He goes, oh, Mom, look, I can hang this up when I have a wall.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow, he wants a wall for his poster. And I just, wow. It just hit me like, this is reality.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget mm. that. You mm. know, he wants a wall.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm thinking my grandkids want an Xbox. Yeah. You know, these things, he wants a wall. So it's very rewarding. Family Promise gives hope and mm-hmm. Promise for a brighter future. And when you see the children feel stable because they have the same place to go every single yes. night, the moms have said, I have a place to lay my head. I can take a shower so I can get up and go to work.
Yeah.
You know, and
so many things we take just for granted.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it really is about environment, mm-hmm. What's around us. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful that you guys provide that positive, nurturing, encouraging environment, because sometimes that's all it takes.
Well, it takes a village. You know, we have thousands of volunteers that help us, and we outsource our trauma counseling. We outsource our, you know, workforce development, life skills, lots and lots of life skills, including positive parenting. And what does a good relationship, healthy relationship look like? You know, just different things, like whatever we can do. They don't know to put their thermostat on a certain thing. They just, they don't realize that's going to cost them money, you know, like, oh, my bill's this high. Yeah. Well, they've never been taught.
Yeah.
We find, you know, some of the things we just assume people know, they don't. So
I have a question. A shelter versus Family Promise. Is there a big difference? What is it that Family Promise offers? Maybe they cannot find at a shelter. How does that work?
It depends on the shelter. A lot of shelters, you have more than one family in the same room.
Gotcha.
Their guidelines are different. They don't always have case management to the extent that we have. So we call ourselves a program. Mm. So Family Promise is a 90-day program.
Right.
And then with that, they have their own private bedroom and bathroom, which gives them a sense of responsibility for cooking and cleaning and not cooking in there, but cleaning mm-hmm. their own bathroom.
And ownership.
And ownership. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting because when they come to Family Promise, we give them bed in the bags. We have four beds in a room, but we can do pack and plays or extra if we need to. And so I want them to have a sense of belonging and security right away. So we'll ask the mom, what's your favorite color? And if she says purple, pink, we'll find a bed in a bag with her favorite color. And then if you say, oh, I like Fortnite, or I like sports, or I like unicorns, we'll get the bed in a bag that fits you. So when you move into your new room for 90 days, it's like, this is mine, this is my bed. And I said, yes, so when you leave here, you get to keep this and take it with you. Mm-hmm. So they take all their bedding, their pillows, their towels, their hygiene, everything that we supply in the room, except for the furniture, with them when they leave, so they have a sense of belonging. And it's like, take care of it, this is yours. And then you can move it out with you when you go to your own apartment.
You're right, there's so many pieces of the puzzle to creating a home.
Yes.
You know, and that's where your partnerships come in.
Yes.
Like, you know, with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, they may move into a new home.
Yes.
and they don't have a bed.
That's right.
So there's all these different organizations that just, you know, to are needed to make someone's life kind of whole and give them a foundation.
Correct. So we give them a starting point for the 90-day healing and educational advancement, workforce development, saving your money, budget counseling. So when you leave and you get your tax return, you're not thinking like go on a shopping spree, but right. you need to save it for school supplies or whatever, because all these things that are covered here, you know, your rent, your utilities, laundry, all the things that we're providing are things that you'll have to take responsibility for when you leave. So it's just setting that realistic picture and teaching them that. So absolutely. But it does take a village, JJ. You know, we couldn't do what we do with the programs if we didn't have grants and scholarships, and our community partners are very valuable.
Yeah. I know we touched on success stories, but is there a time where a family you hosted came back and said, hey, we'd like to volunteer?
Yes.
I love those stories.
Yes, we do. In fact, this lady came in and she had a teenager, well, a tween, 11-year-old with her, and a baby that was 8 weeks old. And I'm thinking, how are you homeless with an 8-week-old baby? Well, she came, she called her old boss. Her car was not running. And we said, okay, we'll see what we can do about getting your car repaired. Mm-hmm. So you can go to work, found childcare. She called her old boss, got her job back, and went to work right away. And it was really a struggle to break that codependency cycle, because there's another spouse that was a drug and he was incarcerated. And his family was she was working, so they were trying to get money, you know, like her to help them, type of thing. Well, it's a huge success story, but she has come back. In the meantime, all these years have passed, let's say 4 or 5 years have passed, and she's come back with her family. She's married to a peace officer now, and they have a child, and they brought dinner, and they come back, and they talk to the other families about stay strong, it's worth it, it's a great program, and they brought pizza and salad and stayed and had dinner with the families. Wow. She's also spoken at our events and shared her testimony.
Wonderful.
So they do want to give back, and Brenda wants to give back too. So
are you able to provide daycare so that the single parent can go to their job?
Daycare.
Yeah, that's always a hard one.
Daycare. We have a grant for daycare to pay for daycare. That portion of the grant's $2,500, so that's gone very quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
But while they're in our program and they're working, we do pay for childcare.
Wow.
We also give a $40 a week gas card if you're working to get to and from work. And we get the receipt, so you're spending it on gas, not on other things. Mm-hmm. We want to remove those barriers of why I can't go, I don't have gas, or I can't go, I don't have childcare. Oh, yeah, you can. We're going to help you with that. Yeah. So keep working, keep saving your money. And then we show them what we've invested, so they'll know that that's going to be their responsibility when they leave. So it's reality, but childcare is huge expense. That's why we have our Shelter a Child program, because those monthly donations go towards those unmet needs of childcare or uniform or whatever families might need for their job, because it goes so quickly. And a lot of oh my goodness, we had a wonderful grant through the Community Foundation for auto repair, and we had people that come with a car usually have huge needs on repair. And that was a huge blessing, and that was spent pretty quick. But it's just, we try to look for the grants that we can fill the gaps of unmet needs, because it takes money, you know.
Yeah, nothing's free.
Nothing's free. Wow. And just think about all the things that you have in your life every single day that we take for granted, that we work and we pay.
Yeah.
This is starting fresh, you know, like everything's gone. We're in a guest center. Have people loving on us with compassion, but we're also, you have to have grit, and you have to stay on track, and you have responsibility. And
it's hard to take all those steps to where you can be self-sustaining.
Yes. So it's baby steps. We don't just throw it at you at once. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's like, this week we're going to do this.
It'd be overwhelming.
Yes. And this week we're doing this. Next week we'll do that.
And that's why it's a 90-day program to give people that foundation that they just, you know, they just missed somehow.
That's exactly right. And I just really feel like children need a bright future. I think all children deserve a home. We feel like all children deserve a home. And so if we can do what we can do to help the parents be sustainable and provide safe shelter for the family, then the children will have a safe place to grow up. Because children that are homeless, This one family I was telling about with 11-year-old, I asked where she was in school. And they said, well, she's not enrolled in school because we don't know where we're going to sleep. We might be in Grangerland, we might be in Willis, we might be in Conroe, we might be in Spring, we might be in our car. So we've never enrolled
There's
in
no
school.
Stability.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I would have thought I was going to have a really hard time getting through to her. She, I gave her a teddy bear because I could tell she was so withdrawn, and she kind of threw it to the side. And I thought, that's usually I get through to the kids.
Yeah. Right.
And this little girl now has, you know, gifted and talented. She's she spoke at our luncheon last year, and she did a painting and donated for our auction. And she said the colors were the warmth of Family Promise and the crosses because I found faith there and the love and the families that surrounded me, and had a robe around it or something. And it was like, this showed the love, how I was wrapped in the love and how it brought her out of that dark place into a happy place. And she shared, and she asked if she could speak on behalf of a child's perspective. And I thought that was huge. Knowing where she came from, it just was very emotional for me, knowing where she came from, and then seeing her have that courage to share for others, you know. And now she's thriving. And
and they see people who have made it.
Yes.
Who have been successful.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's very important.
Yeah.
While Family Promise is supporting people in need, how can others support Family Promise?
There's a lot of different ways. You can share your gifts and talents with life skills. You can come and volunteer to be a front desk receptionist to answer the phone. We have shifts 4 hours a week. That's real important because that's not a paid position, and just people want to be there to answer the phone and process the first intake step. Shelter a child is once a month. It's a monthly giving, which is huge need. It can be as little as $20 a month, and just whatever you feel you could give on every month, it adds up, and then it helps with our unmet needs on our Shelter a Child program. We have events, volunteer to help us with our fundraisers and a committee, that kind of thing. Whatever your gifts and talents are, we can find a place to plug you in.
Yeah, no matter what, you'll figure out a place for them.
Absolutely. We don't say no to our volunteers. We have a lot of resources. Yeah. We are looking for a shade tree mechanic that can help us with car repair. I will say that. We need somebody that can help us with that. Life skills are huge. Mentors, just anything that can enrich a family and help them with their healing and help the kids with their healing. But
how can a family find you in crisis? How can they find you?
They can go to our website, Family Promise of MC for Montgomery County.org, and they can look there, or they can call our guest center, 936-441-8778.
And what are some events that you've got coming up that help support Family Promise?
Oh, gosh, we're always fundraising, like a lot of other nonprofits in the community. But we do have our annual luncheon. It's our Rise Up Luncheon. We were rising up as a community. And this theme is going to be There's No Place Like Home. It'll be August 20th at 11:30 at Lone Star College Maverick Conference Center. It's 11:30 to 1. It's going to be short. Echo Hudson's going to be our keynote speaker. And
who is Echo Hudson?
She is an elected official here in Montgomery County.
Okay.
My kids. Yeah. And so she has a passion for helping others. And so she's going to be our keynote speaker. And we're going to have some raffle prizes and make it fun. Yeah. And then we have Purse Bingo in October. November 8th is our fish fry. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be sort of a patriotic theme, you know, because we have a lot of support the veterans and families with children. Mm-hmm. And then we have our gala on 2026, February 13th. So we have it all, the calendar booked into 2026. That's right.
Wow.
So, but we, you know, it's... I think that the main thing is that we want people to understand that there's homelessness isn't just what you envision, you know, people on the street. But there are families with children sleeping in their car. There are families with children in need because they have nowhere to go. And they've used all their resources for hotels or food or whatever. And the one that moved in yesterday was actually in her car with her children. And she was stopping at a truck stop to bathe, that kind of thing. That's not a way to raise children.
No.
So,
and that's the biggest tragedy of all is the children that are, you know, swept up in this. And how do you turn that corner so that the child can have some stability and all the things that go along with that?
Right. And it's fun for me when we have our closet with the bed and the bags, and we pick out the special one, and they go in their room and they say, "This is my bed. Yeah, it's just for me. Mama, I don't want to sleep in the car anymore. Or I don't have to share a bed with my sister," or, you know, just things like that. So there's a lot of, you know, things that make your heart show up the next day because some days are hard.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine it's not an easy thing, but love helps. If people feel like they're cared for and they're loved, and we're sincere in that. And I'm passionate, you can tell, about helping families with a brighter future and children to have a home.
Yeah. You've got to break through a lot of barriers and a lot of layers to get to somewhere.
And they have to build trust with us. They have to know that we trust them, because a lot of times there's no trust.
That's a big deal, because they've been taken advantage of in some form or another.
Right. Probably. And they're used to manipulation or saying what they think they should say to get what they think they need. And so breaking through that barrier of, you have to be honest with us. We've heard it all.
Yeah.
You trust us to share, because we can't help you if we don't know where we're starting. So it's really important for them to build that trust. And it's not automatic, you know. And we also keep them accountable for, you're off track, so what's your plan?
Right.
So that's empowering.
Yeah.
So we empower.
Yeah.
We don't enable, we empower. So this is our goal. This was your goals for the week. You set your goals, and you're behind on your goals. So what happened?
Right.
Yeah. It's back on you. You know, it's bad. What happened? So what can we do to help you support that goal?
Mm-hmm.
So we give them the responsibility.
Yeah. And that develops pride, confidence that, I can really do this. Mm-hmm. So I can make it to the next step and the next step and the next step.
And we celebrate, you know, wins. You know, you got your driver's license. Yay!
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes their driver's license expired. And
that's
they didn't
a
have
huge
the money.
Deal.
It is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Again, it's all those millions of details that we kind of take for granted that, we'll just go and do it. And some people just don't have that. Mm-hmm. Those options they're not available to them.
Mm-hmm. And make sure they have health care. We had a lady that was going to have a baby. So what's your plan when you have the baby? Who's going to take your other two children while you're in the hospital? And, you know, what's that plan? And does that person know that you're going to call them and say, come get the other kids? And, you know, we need to make sure the plan's solid in place. It's not just something that you think is going to happen. So, and who's your emergency contact? So if there's an emergency, we have
all those things.
Oh, well, they live in Michigan or somewhere. Well, who's here?
Yeah.
You know, who, if something happens, do we need to call for emergency? So it's just a lot of things that people don't think about, but we have to think of everything. And liability and safety and legal and security is huge. We have 16 cameras inside, outside, and you know, monitoring of cameras 24/7. And
you have someone in the home 24/7 support someone in the home that
we have. Our case manager has hours 11 to 7, so she's there when the families come in at night, and they're for the host. And then we have volunteer overnight. The churches that come once a week or a civic organization sign up. Everybody that spends the night has to have a background check, though, honestly.
Yeah.
And so they spend the night in the host bedroom. So if you ever want to run away from home, you have a nice little quiet space to go. Have a nice, you know, it's like 7:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. or 6, whenever you want to leave, when the alarm goes off, just in case somebody needs somebody.
Yeah.
And so they're there. And we don't have one every single night, but we try to have one. So if something happens, but otherwise, you know, it's when it was in church, we'd say, bye, see you tomorrow. And now that it's in our home and guest center, it's 24/7.
Yeah.
But it creates so much more stability for the families.
Right.
So you do it. You know, the kids are more stable, the family's more stable. So we just do it that way.
Is there anything that we haven't covered that we should about Family Promise?
I just want people to know that we're part of the solution. We are very good stewards of the money that's entrusted to us. We direct client services the top priority. We have a very small staff. We all wear a lot of hats. We're there because we care.
Mm-hmm.
We're not high paid, but we're there out of a servant heart. And when God calls you to a mission, you I looked up and said, are you sure you said Marilyn? That I'm pretty sure he did, because I know, you know, yeah. It really was in my heart. And I told my husband, man, it's half the salary and no benefits, but I have such a peace in my heart. And yeah. He said, then you need to do it. So I've been there 6.5 years. But I would just say what I want people to know, don't be afraid of stepping in and supporting mm-hmm. families with children. And if you're a second chance landlord, we'd love to meet you. If you want to be a mentor, or if you have an extra $20 a month and would like to put it towards a very mm-hmm. good cause that would go directly to help families, that would be needed. And come to our event. We'd love to see you at our luncheon.
All great ways to get to know Family Promise.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Marilyn, and Family Promise for being such a staple in the community and support system.
Oh, thank you.
People need you guys.
Thank you. I love sharing the mission and educating people on what it's really like to be homeless with children.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank
you. If you'd like to be a part of the solution, you can volunteer, you can donate, you can advocate. You can learn more about Family Promise. We will have the details on the screen shortly, because every child deserves a home and every family deserves a future. Thank you for tuning in with us, The Power of Us, and we will see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.